100 internships for youth in food and agriculture, a 50-state and multiple territory strategy, a new 4-year partnership that National FFA signed in 2017. Thousands of FFA members impacted. But just one Secretary of Agriculture. Before we welcome the President of the United States, FFA members and guests, please help me in welcoming one of this year's VIP award recipients, a native Georgian. Yeah! Our friend and United States Secretary of Agriculture, the Honorable Sonny Perdue.
Thank you, Bree. Thank you very much. Bree, I've got one question. In the spirit of FFA, if you had more than you needed, and I had less than I needed, you'd be willing to share, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk hair. Hey, well, hadn't Bree done a great job as your national FFA president this year? That's right. We first met Bree in her home state of California just after she had been elected. And I'm here to tell you, she's been an exemplary representative of FFA during her entire tenure. So it's wonderful to be with all of you at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis again. It's an honor to be here just as it was last year, and I hope we have many more times to visit together in the months and years ahead. In just a few minutes, you're going to hear from your special guest, our President Donald J. Trump. You've heard a lot about just one. He took that one step that made a difference for you and for all of us Americans. He decided to run for president. So, just like you in FFA, he knows the American dream, and he knows that it takes focus, determination, and perseverance. And you know what else? He gets agriculture. He knows the culture, he knows the character, and the work ethic of the American farmer. Nowhere in America is that character more on display than it is right here, where the sea of blue jackets across this field house proudly proclaims the character and tradition of FFA. Everywhere I go, I tell FFA members that the future is now. A lot of people will tell you that you are our future leaders of this country, and that is true. But do you know what? You all are leading right now in your communities, in your schools. You're making a difference there in your schools and communities. You don't have to wait for the future. Today, in over 8,500 chapters with 650,000 members in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, FFA is making a difference. So enjoy FFA. The future is now, and our future depends on you. With the future in mind, President Trump has been enacting policies to benefit you and all Americans, including agriculture and our rural communities. He knew that in the area of international trade, America has not been getting a fair deal. He knew that in negotiations, sometimes you have the courage to show you're willing to walk away. You've heard of the North American Fair Trade Agreement? Well, the president thought it could be better, and he's made it better. We now have a new agreement. We have a new agreement with our friends in Canada and Mexico, and it's a better deal for farmers and American workers than it ever was before. And that's not going to be the end of the good news on trade. He'll build on that success and continue to brighten the future for farmers and young farmers in markets around the world. Now, if you come in, let me hear you from the corn-growing state. Anybody from corn-growing state? So, do you know about ethanol and E15? President Trump, promises made, promises kept to allow the sale of E15 year-round. That will increase the demand for corn, and that's good for farmers and agriculture. The president's cutting red tape. and regulations that have strangled family farms, especially the ones called the Waters of the U.S. rule. Because President Trump knows what farmers know, that sometimes a mud puddle is just a mud puddle. The president's policies are working. The economy is red hot, and that's good for everyone, including agriculture. Because this president knows that our farmers, ranchers, foresters, and producers are the best on this planet. They're the ones who feed, fuel, and clothe the world. Each year, farmers take a risk and they put their hands in the soil and plant a new crop. That takes character and strength of will, and the president knows that. And you wouldn't be here in this field house this afternoon in your blue jackets if you didn't know that too. Again, it's my honor to be here with you at the National FFA Convention. May God bless you, may God bless the FFA, and may God bless the United States of America.